Hello, welcome to the Thursday, December 17th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The diary Xavier posted today goes over some of the issues you may encounter if you're trying to use sandboxes to analyze malware. The bad guys, of course, are aware of techniques that defenders use in order to reverse engineer malware and try to detect sandboxes, virtual machines, and the like. Xavier is going over some of the telltale signs that may give away that your system is a system that's specifically designed to analyze malware or not a real system. Even if you are using a full-fledged hardware implementation, it's possible, for example, like Xavier points out, that well, you have nothing really running on the system. You don't have any icons on the desktop. You still use the default desktop background. That makes it quite unlikely that your system is actually a normal system that's used day to day by an end user. So sometimes malware may trigger based on that and not run as expected. So if you're setting up a sandbox or even a malware analysis station on a physical system, take a look at Xavier's diary about some of the telltale signs to avoid that this is a malware analysis system. And according to a story by PC World, the business-oriented social network LinkedIn suffered a compromise, and the exact extent of the compromise hasn't really been identified at this point. A while ago, about 6.5 million unique hashed passwords have shown up in an online forum in Russia. These passwords are linked to LinkedIn, and about 200,000 of them have so far been brute forced. Now, the file that was published only contains passwords. It does not contain usernames, which of course makes it a little bit more difficult to actually apply this data to a particular account. It's however not known whether or not this is the only data these attackers have or if they have more data. The passwords were hashed with SHA-1, which of course is not exactly super strong. That's also why already 200,000 of the passwords have been brute forced. And a really interesting flaw was found in the grub2 bootloader. The bootloader is used in particular by Linux in order to load the actual operating system. And well, it has a feature where you can actually password protect it. If you password protect it, then an attacker who has physical access to the system wouldn't easily be able, for example, to load an alternative kernel or start your kernel in single user mode and the like. So most users that are worried about physical access to the systems do password protect grub2. The problem here is that there was a simple flaw in grub2 that allows a bypass of this password if the attacker just presses the backspace key 28 times, and it has to be exactly 28 times. If an attacker accomplishes this, then the attacker is presented with a rescue shell that essentially gives the attacker access to the system, meaning the attacker could now load alternative kernels or could just, for example, explore the hard drive if it is not encrypted. But even if you do, for example, have full disk encryption enabled, it would still be possible for an attacker to, for example, swap out the bootloader for a malicious one that will then, for example, log keystrokes and the like. Then we got an exploit for MS-15131. This was an Office and Outlook patch that was released last week as part of Microsoft's patch set. Now, there is an exploit available. Now, it's pretty easy to execute. You actually don't even have to really open or read the email. Just previewing will trigger the exploit, and even if you have the email in your inbox, just starting Outlook will also trigger the exploit. So pretty dangerous. The exploit goes by Bat Windmail, and it's really just a little TNEF attachment, so also not that easy necessarily, I think, to figure out with mail filters whether or not a particular email is malicious or not.
The creator of this exploit also points out that Flash is possibly available via Outlook and gives advice on how to disable that. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.